This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel sent tanks into Rafah in southern Gaza, seizing the border crossing with Egypt on Tuesday in an operation the United Nations said denied it access to the key humanitarian passage. The thrust into the eastern sector of Rafah, packed with displaced civilians, came as negotiators and mediators met in Cairo in another effort to forge a hostage release and truce in the seven-month war. An Egyptian state-leaked news outlet reported mediators from Qatar, the United States, and Egypt were meeting with a Hamas delegation. It later reported that all parties, including Israel, had agreed to resume talks. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke out on Tuesday against anti-Semitism in the United States, including on college campuses. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday warned that the threat of anti-Semitism is growing in remarks honoring the 6 million Jews killed in the Nazi Holocaust 80 years ago.
That hatred was brought to life on October 7th in 2023. On the sacred Jewish holiday, the terrorist group Hamas unleashed the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust.
And it stirred up dramatic protests on U.S. college campuses by students demanding an end to the Israeli assault. Some Jewish students have said the demonstrations have included harassment and anti-Semitic instances.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Families of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza questioned the timing of Israel's military operation in Rafah during a protest on Tuesday.
If the only way to get the hostages back is by providing an Israeli guarantee to end this war, then end this war. Bring them back and save them.